of the four people came, and then they helped.
So four ponies were bucking now.
No, so Twilight asked Applejack, and then she said yes, and then she got all the other ponies.
Oh, so the whole town started bucking together.
No, just like the people.
Just
Twilight.
How many people were bucking?
Six
people bucking.
Actually, five.
Five buckers.
Yes.
Five buckers.
Yeah. Even if it's six, five.
My little pony, my little pony. Ah. Friendship could be
my little pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me. Big adventure,
tons of fun.
A beautiful heart, faithful and strong.
Sharing kindness,
it's an easy feat.
And magic makes it all complete. You have my little pony.
Do you know you are my very best friend?
Welcome back to the Lazy Muse Podcast, episode 17. A very, very special episode, as you heard in the opening song. We are going to be talking about My Little Pony.
Ah.
I'm Jimmy G.
I'm LG.
Welcome to the Lazy Muse Podcast. Like we said, we're going to be talking about My Little Pony. So we recorded this whole thing earlier, and GarageBand just kind of erased it all. So here we go again. Ella's drinking a special organic chocolate milk, and I had a root beer earlier. Those were our special drinks for the day, and we'll put them up on the website so you can see what we were drinking on. So let's talk about My Little Pony. My Little Pony. So, My Little Pony has some main characters, and those are who? There's Applejack, there's Rarity, Twilight Sparkle,
Spike,
Rainbow Dash,
Fluttershy,
Pinkie Pie,
and Rarity.
And who about Princess?
Princess Celestia.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about this whole My Little Pony world. Like, what's it about? What happened?
Well, Twilight Sparkle, I think I already said this. But Twilight Sparkle is a magical girl. And she learns new magic every single day. And she has friendship. But she didn't really care about friendship that. So she just wanted to be a normal student. But Princess Celestia took her to do magic and she wanted her to learn friendship. So she went into some people and then she made friendship.
All right. So let's talk about some of these specific episodes and the lessons of friendship that they were teaching. One of these that I like is Applebuck Season. So here's a letter that Twilight Sparkle writes to Princess Celestria. Now, before we read the letter, tell us a little bit about that. So Twilight Sparkle writes a letter to the princess at the end of every episode?
Yes.
And what is that letter supposed to be about?
Like, about her day and friendship. Like, what did I learn in friendship?
I got it. Okay, so let's read this letter that Twilight Sparkle sends off to the princess. It reads, "Dear Princess Celestia, my friend Applejack is the best friend a pony could ever have, and she's always there to help any pony. The only trouble is, when she needs help, she finds it hard to accept it. So while friendship is about giving of ourselves to friends, it's also about accepting what our friends have to offer." So, do you remember this episode? I mean, what happened in Applebuck season?
brother got hurt, so he couldn't do it. She ate all of those apples, and Twilight said, "Could I help you?" But Applejack said, "I don't need any help."
She didn't want any help. No help from her friends.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so,
even though she helps her friends out whenever way she can, when she needed help, she didn't want to accept that help from her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And so she ate all of them. And then she said, "How about you beat that?"
She beat all of them and she said, "How about you beat that?"
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound something, that's not very nice.
Yeah. And so the big brother said, "How about you could beat those apples?" And then she just falls right on the floor. And then she just says,
"So hold on." They got in a competition and she fell on the floor after the competition of picking apples or bucking apples?
It wasn't a competition. She was just bucking apples.
She was just bucking apples. And what is bucking apples?
Bucking apples mean like, so her back legs kick the brown part.
The tree. They kick the trunk of the tree.
Yeah.
And that shakes the apples loose?
Yes. And then so there's like buckets around it and then it just falls down.
And it just falls in. So their job is to go around and buck all these apples so that there's apples to eat and drink. And her brother got hurt, so there's a lot more bucking to do. And Applejack thought she could do all of the bucking.
Yeah, and then the big brother said, "Could you beat that?" And then she just falls right on the floor. And then she just says, "Please, Twilight, could you? I need help."
Hmm, that's a whole lot of bucking.
And then she says, "You really need help." And then she said, "What?"
Yeah, well, you shouldn't buck by yourself. You should always have a friend when you're bucking.
And then all of the four people came, and then they helped.
So four ponies were bucking now.
No, so Twilight asked Applejack, and then she said yes, and then she got all the other ponies.
Oh, so the whole town started bucking together.
No, just like the people.
How many people were bucking?
Six.
Six people bucking.
Actually,
Five buckers. Five buckers.
Yeah, even if there's six. But Applejack was making juice for them so they could just take a break.
Well, I like bucking. So do you think I could get juice if I bucked?
Well, you don't have four legs.
You got to have four legs for bucking?
Yes.
Okay, so what did we learn from Applejack not allowing her friends to help her buck?
She just wanted a chance to do it by herself.
She wanted to buck by herself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to buck by yourself.
Like she wanted to be like she had Vats or family, but not like Apple Tree Corners family. Like just one family, like separate.
Right. So she did eventually accept help from her friends. And she learned that although she's pretty good at bucking by herself, sometimes you have to accept some bucking help.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need help.
Yeah.
Even if just a little bit.
Even if it's just a little bit. Just a little bucking help. Okay. So lesson learned. We know that now. In every episode, it's pretty cool that at the end of the episode, Twilight Sparkle writes a letter, and she's kind of telling you, Ella, this is what you should have learned when you watched this episode. If you were paying attention, you should have known that sometimes you have to accept friends' help. So how about, like, Dragon Shy? I'll read you what she wrote at the end of the episode of Dragon Shy. So she says, "Dear Princess Celestia, I'm happy to report that the dragon has departed our fair country, and that it was my good friend Fluttershy who convinced him to go. This adventure has taught me to never lose faith in your friends. They can be an amazing source of strength and can help you overcome even your greatest fears." Do you remember this episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what happened here? So what happened? Give us the breakdown, the lowdown.
Well, this dragon. He was snoring in the cave. And so black smoke came out.
Mm.
And then Twilight Sparkle answered them. And then to let them know. And then her friends tried to get up to that cave. But Fluttershy was too shy because he's a big dragon.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
Yeah. And that's why she's called Fluttershy.
So what's Fluttershy's cutie mark?
Butterflies.
It's butterflies.
Like, she's good at animals, but not, like, big animals.
So for the people listening who might not know, let's tell them, what is a cutie mark and how do you get a cutie mark?
Cutie marks are your talents. So if you get really good at something, like the cutie mark crusaders, they were trying all that they could can to get those three cutie marks.
What three cutie marks?
There's Scootaloo, Apple Bloom, and I forgot the other one. But
so Apple Bloom is the mark itself or the name of the person?
The name of the person.
So what's the mark? What's the cutie mark? What does that look like?
Well, they don't have a cutie mark yet.
Oh, so they're looking.
Yeah, so they're trying everything
they
can.
Figure out what their cutie mark is.
Yeah.
So when you figure it out, something happens and then poof, it sort of magically shows up?
Yes.
I got you. So have we seen this happen at any pony? Like, they didn't have one, and then they did something, and then they had their cutie mark?
Yes, all of the characters. Not, like, all of the characters in the show, just, like, the six people.
Okay. So we haven't seen anybody without a cutie mark, and then they did something in the show, and then they got their cutie mark?
Yes.
So tell me about that. What happened?
So Fluttershy, mm-hmm. These two boys were fooling around with her. And so...
Hold on. They were fooling around with her. What do you mean? What kind of show is this?
I don't know. It was just part of a show.
They were fooling around? Like they were being mean with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so... Rainbow Dash, she was like a little pony.
Mm-hmm.
He got his cutie mark already. And he said, how about a race? And he said, leave her alone. How about a race?
Yeah, keep talking.
And then they did a race, and then Rainbow Dash did a sonic ring boom. And so that's how everybody got their cutie marks. Of like a rainbow of teaching their mind.
It was teaching their mind.
Like,
wow.
Like, just like Pinkie Pie, she was at a rock farm.
Uh-huh.
And there's no smiling or laughing.
You're not allowed to smile or laugh?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Their parents were mean.
Really? That is mean.
She had two sisters, and then she made a sonic rainbow. Made the circle, and then she made a party.
She made a party?
Yes. And then she got her parents, and then she said, this is called a party! Because they never smiled, and then there's like coming tears, and they're going like this. And then suddenly they came a smile.
You know, people can't see you, so they don't know what you just did. She was shaking her face a little bit, and our jowls are going back and forth. Okay, so we had the rainbow boom. And a bunch of them got their cutie marks.
Yeah, all of them.
Okay, let's look at some of these other ones. Winter wrap-up. This is what supposedly you're supposed to have learned from that. Again, dear Princess Celestia, winter wrap-up was one of the most special things I've ever been a part of here in Ponyville. It helped me to learn that we all have hidden talents, and if we're patient and diligent, we're sure to find them. And as always, with good friendship and teamwork, ponies can accomplish anything. Do you remember that? Do you know what that's talking about? So what happened here with winter wrap-up?
So Twilight couldn't find a team. So there's, like, teams. Mm-hmm. She couldn't find a team.
And what was the team for? What did you need a team?
So there's like teams to wrap up winter, like all the birds come back and squirrels and animals and that kind of thing.
right.
And so, and then she couldn't find one of the teams, and so she organized everything, and then these like different kind of colors of every team, she put it on, and she was on all of the team's coach.
So, what did you learn from that episode? Maybe you should watch it if you're not learning anything.
I only watched it 17 times.
17 times. It's quite a lot, especially for not learning anything. All right. So let's look at some other ones. We have Suited for Success. This week, my very talented friend Rarity learned that if you try to please every pony, you oftentimes end up pleasing no pony, especially yourself. And I learned this. When somebody offers to do you a favor, like making you a beautiful dress, you shouldn't be overly critical of something generously given to you. In other words, you shouldn't take a gift horse in the mouth. Now, there's a little joke there because gift horse is something people say, and they're all ponies. So, do you remember this episode? You don't remember this episode. You probably only saw it four times. All right. How about Feeling Pinky Keen? She says, I'm happy to report that I now realize there are wonderful things in this world you just can't explain. But that doesn't necessarily make them any less true. It just means that you have to choose to believe in them. And sometimes it takes a friend to show you the way. Do you know what that one's talking about?
Is it the one where there's a lot of pinkies?
It doesn't say. I do see Sonic Rainboom here. But there's no lessons on that one. How about Bridal Gossip? My friends and I learned an important lesson this week.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Never judge a book by its cover. Sometimes someone may look unusual or funny or scary, but you have to look past that and learn who they are inside. Real friends don't care what your cover is. It's the contents of a pony that count. And a good friend, like a good book, is something that will last forever. So what happened here?
Well, the cutie mark Crusaders, what I was telling you about, and then had their cutie mark, they were making magazines so they could find their cutie mark.
For satyrs? Is that another type? What is that? What's a satyr? Is that where they're like, they only have two legs?
No.
No?
It just came up.
It just came up. Is that a person's name? A pony's name? Or is that an animal? Okay. Well, again, remember, nobody can see you shrugging your shoulders. So tell us about this episode. What happened?
The Diego Crusaders keep on trying, and this main girl, didn't like their book, even if it was nice. So they did mean things, and then she just liked it, and then they made more copies of it. Like, it was talking about Rarity. Here's one of the comments about Twilight. Twilight is a snorer?
She snores when she sleeps?
No, she snores.
She snorts?
Well, she reads.
Oh, so she snorts out of her nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pony thing. That's what they do. So what's your favorite My Little Pony episode?
When she gets wings.
When she gets wings? Who's she?
When Twilight gets wings.
So what happens?
So she learned new magic that this boy couldn't do. Because he didn't understand. Because he didn't know friendship. Just like Twilight. So she understand because she knows friendship. Mm-hmm. So So she read in the book the spell, and then she was correct. So that was new magic. So she got wings, and then they had a big party.
Wow.
And then that's the end.
Well, that sounds like a great episode. So is this your favorite show? Yeah? And you watch it on Netflix, right?
Roku.
Yeah, well, you watch it on the Roku, but it's through, it's the service is Netflix. That's streaming. The first two full seasons are on Netflix streaming, so you can watch that whenever you like if you have a Netflix subscription. What are some of the other shows you like to watch?
The Buffalo one.
The Buffalo one, right. That's where all the buffalo are running and they're trying to knock over the train. Is that right?
Trees, because that so they could, like, run around and play and do those kind of stuff. And then they came out with the idea, the Buffalo Master.
The Buffalo Master? What does that mean?
The King of the Buffaloes.
The King of the Buffaloes. And what does that mean?
He's like the king.
I know, but why did they come up with the king? What was that? What was he hoping to accomplish as the king? What was his platform?
He just came out of the idea because, like, they're throwing pies at each other at the buffaloes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the master tasted the pie, the apple pie, and then he licked it all over his face, off of his face.
Like Amelia Bedelia.
The funny one.
Yeah.
And then he said, "This is delicious." And then when they made a lot of pies for the buffaloes, and then they ran, and then they put a pie on their back so they could eat it. Mm. And that was their idea.
And so then the buffaloes were friends with him? Because the buffaloes and the ponies weren't friends at first,
no, because
right?
The buffaloes wanted to move the trees, and now they don't, since apples are good for you, and you can make different kind of things with it.
Mm,
but they didn't want to be mean. They just wanted to move the trees.
Right.
Somewhere else.
Well, that's a good lesson. They weren't being mean. They just wanted different things. And then they made a compromise.
And this is what Pinkie Pie said. You gotta share, and you gotta care. You gotta share, you gotta care. You gotta share, you gotta care. And then the Buffalo Master said, because
he didn't want to share.
Because he didn't care or share. And he didn't really like that song because it was annoying for him.
Well, then but he liked it once he realized he could get some good pies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some good apple pies. Did they have a song about that afterwards? How good
no.
the pies were? No.
Pinkie Pie just said, gotta share, and gotta care, gotta share, gotta care.
So what's your favorite song, My Little Pony?
The Shimmer song, where I just watched.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Where you get the wings when Twilight get wings. That's the song.
That's a good one. Okay. So this was our My Little Pony episode. I think Ellen and I might come back together again, and maybe next time we can talk about some of the Ant Farm. Yeah, that's one of the shows you like. Good Luck, Charlie. But how about some of the Pixie Hollow movies? We can talk about those.
Yeah. Tinkerbell.
Yeah, Tinkerbell.
Because there's a new one.
We can talk about the Tinkerbell movies because we do TV and film here on the Lazy Muse podcast. So we can maybe next week we'll talk about the Tinkerbell movies and what they're about and the lessons that they're trying to teach us and the lessons that we learned. Maybe a little bit about the songs because the girl from Ant Farm actually sings a song in one of the Tinkerbell movies. Did you know that?
That's the new one.
Yeah, the latest one. So maybe we'll listen to some of that, those songs and talk about that later. So who are you?
Ella G.
That's Ella G. That's my little Ella G. And I'm Jimmy G. And this is what?
The Lazy Muse Podcast.
That's right. You can leave us comments at theverylazymuse@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thelazymuse. We have a Tumblr page. You can go there and find us. We have a Google Plus page. You can go there and find us. You can go to our website, thelazymuse.com, where you can listen to all of the episodes. You can find my colleague Eric Grattan's Obstructed Review articles. You can also find his articles at the original source, which is Pine Tar Press, and that's at pinetarpress.com. You can follow me on Twitter at The Lazy Muse, and you can follow Eric Grattan at Totally Kidding. Thanks for listening. We'll talk at you later. You want to say goodbye to the people?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll see you later, alligator. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Making your ears sweat.
Wow.
How'd you like that?
Good.
It was good? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Hit us one more time. What is this?
L-O-G.
And I'm Jimmy G, and this is?
L-O-G. Oh, I mean, Lazy Muse Podcast.
Right. Say it again. What are we?
The Lazy Muse Podcast.
We're the Lazy Muse Podcast. All right. We'll talk to you later.